Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here at home at TD Ballpark, getting set for Game 4 of this six-game set between the Lakeland Flying Tigers and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Lakeland took last night's game, their first win of the series, by a score of 4-3 after four scoreless innings. Lakeland finally got to Blue Jays starter Pat Gallagher for four runs in that fifth inning, knocking him out of the game. The Blue Jays, though, however, started to come back in the seventh and eighth inning, scoring three runs across those two frames. But in the ninth, they left the tying run aboard with two back-to-back strikeouts by Connor Holden for his first save of the year. The Blue Jays lost their chance to take a split of the series and clinch a split of the series at least in last night's game, but they have another chance over the next three games. Looking at the scores around the Florida State League last night, obviously, Lakeland beat us 4-3. In Palm Beach, St. Lucie just edged out Palm Beach by a score of 8-7. Tampa fell to Clearwater 8-4. Fort Myers took down Bradenton at Lecomb Park with three runs in the top of the ninth. They won 7-4. And Jupiter closed the gap in the division in the East with a 3-1 victory over the Daytona Tortugas in just eight innings in a rain-shortened contest. How all that affects the standings, we'll start in the East as always. Palm Beach, the Cardinals, 34-26 on the year, just a one-game advantage over the Jupiter Hammerheads, who are 33-27. The Daytona Tortugas are third in that division. They're 25-35, nine games back. And the St. Lucie Mets are last, 11.5 back at 22-37. Comes down to just those two top teams in that East division with six games left to play in the first half. And now in the West, Clearwater, they still lead the way. They've already clinched the division. They're 42-17. Fort Myers is second. The Mighty Muscles, they're 32-28, 10.5 back. Bradenton, the Marauders, they're third, 31-29, two games above 500, 11.5 back of the Threshers. Your Blue Jays are fourth, an even 500, 30-30 on the first half season. The Tampa Tarpons are fifth, they're 27-33, and the Lakeland Flying Tigers are in last in our West Division at 23-37. And now we move on to tonight here for Game 4 of this series. Joe Miller will get his third start and seventh total appearance for the Lakeland Flying Tigers this season. Last year's 11th round pick out of UPenn, the University of Pennsylvania. He's 0-1 this year, a 5.63 ERA through 16 innings of work, but 23 Ks. He's been pretty good striking guys out, but his issue has been the free pass. Eight walks in those 16 innings, and in his last two times out, he's given up more than two plus runs, over seven innings. So five runs all earned over those last seven innings of work. And for your Blue Jays, Kendry Rojas makes his sixth start and 10th total appearance for the Blue Jays this year. A 2-2 win-loss record with a 2.97 ERA through 39 and a third innings of work. He's got 45 Ks this year. He got off to a really hot start in his first seven appearances. He had a 2.08 ERA, but in his last two, he has struggled a little bit. Five innings pitched, six hits, four runs, two earned against Clearwater 2 weeks ago, and last week in Bradenton, he gave up a few runs late. Four innings of work, five hits, five runs, four earned. Both of the starters in tonight's ballgame will look to bounce back after a couple rougher outings that they've had to endure. Should make for a good game. And now let's take a look at the lineups. First, for the visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers, managed by Andrew Graham. Batting first, their shortstop, Peyton Graham. Batting second, the DH, minor league rehabber Mario Feliciano. Batting third in left field, Lazaro Benitez. Batting fourth in center field, Dom Johnson. Batting fifth, the catcher, Archer Brookman. Batting sixth in right field, Jose De La Cruz. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Christian Santana. Batting eighth at third base, Luke Gold. And rounding out the order for the Flying Tigers, batting ninth, the first baseman, Moises Valero. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy, the boys look like this tonight. Batting first, the shortstop, Tucker Thoman. Batting second, at second, Manuel Beltre. Batting third, minor league rehabber, DH, Addison Barger. Batting fourth in left field, Glenn Santiago. Batting fifth in right field, Roque Salinas. Batting sixth in center field, Jaden Rudd. Batting seventh, getting his first start at third base tonight, Jeff Wehler. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Gene Arnaez. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth, the catcher, Nick Deschamps. That'll do it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll be ready and back right before first pitch here, which should be in about 9-ish minutes. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We are getting set for game four of this six-game set between the Lakeland Flying Tigers and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Left-handed pitcher Kendry Rojas on the bump for your Blue Jays here this evening. A 2-2 win-loss record, a 2.97 ERA, making his sixth start and 10th total appearance this season for Dunedin. He'll get set against Peyton Graham, Mario Feliciano, and Lazaro Benitez, the top three in the Flying Tigers order. First pitch missed inside, 1-0 to start off Graham. Kendry, the 20-year-old, hailing from Cuba in his second year with the Blue Jays. That one inside. Now a quick 2-0 count to Peyton Graham. This isn't challenge game here at TD Ballpark. Home plate umpire Connor Crowell will be calling the balls and strikes. But each team is allowed three challenges. If you're successful, you keep it. If you are not successful, you lose it until you reach zero. 2-1 count as that one was fouled up and over the netting. Out of the windup, the lefty kicks, fires the 2-1 pitch. That one lifted back and out of play as well. Two balls, two strikes. Now the count to Peyton Graham, batting 214 on the year, three home runs, 21 RBIs. Ground ball foul towards the end of his dugout, and he stays alive, still 2-2. Graham went 2-for-3 last night with a walk and an RBI. He's played now all four games of this series. The 2-2 again upstairs. Full count here. Three balls, two strikes to the leadoff man of this ballgame. Not a lot of wind here at TD Ballpark. When it's picking up, it's going right to left. That one's fouled back top of the screen. It's going back. And a nice catch there by Nick Deschamps. Barehanded that one. That ricocheted off the top of the netting and right back to him. Now 3-2. We'll try it again. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Kendry kicks, fires. That one low and inside, a leadoff walk drawn by Peyton Graham. That's going to put a runner on and nobody out for minor league rehabber Mario Feliciano.
Now batting, designated hitter number 15, Mario Feliciano.
Blue Jays took the first two games of this series. Lakeland took last night's game, staving off a comeback in the later innings by Dunedin, scoring two runs in the seventh, another run in the eighth, but ultimately losing the ballgame 4-3. That one missed inside, 1-0 to start off Feliciano. Peyton Graham is a threat to take off, 13-15 on the year when he attempts a steal. Feliciano playing in his third game of this rehab stint, just 1-for-7 at the plate. That one low. Six of Kendry's 10 pitches have not found the zone. A 2-0 count with a runner on first. Nobody out here in this top of the first. Lefty comes set. Now a move over to first. Back in time is Graham. A little bit of a wonky pickoff move there by Rojas. did not get called on a balk. First disengagement. The 2-0. That one in there. Fastball finds the zone. It's 2-1. 83 degrees here in Dunedin, Florida. Had some rain earlier. It's definitely increased the humidity. That one lifted towards right center. Jaden Rudd, he's getting underneath, makes the grab in the right center field gap. And that'll be out number one. Let's meet the rest of the defense for the Blue Jays in the outfield, left to right. Glenn Santiago, Jaden Rudd, and Roque Salinas. Along that infield, third to first, Jeff Wehler at third. Tucker Thoman at short. Manuel Beltre at second base. And Gene Arnaez mans first with Nick Deschamp behind the plate, forming the battery with Rojas. One on, one away now for Lazaro Benitez. First pitch, did he go around? He did. Fastball was up high, but he couldn't stop the bat in time. 0-1 to start off the left fielder. Benitez playing in his 23rd game. He's still batting 370. That one lifted back and out of play. Now an 0-2 count. Benitez went 1-for-4 in last night's ballgame with an infield single. Drove in a run. Went 0-for-4 the night prior. One on and one away. Now move over to first again, and back in time is Graham. That'll be the first disengagement again for Rojas. Doing his best to keep things close here with a ton of speed over at first base. There goes the runner. Caught in a miss, or rather a tap or foul. Wow. Looked like he did not make contact, but looks like he was hidden behind Deschamps and home plate umpire Connor Crowell, but it is tapped foul. Might have got a little ahead of myself there. 1-on, one away. Kendry out of the stretch, kicks, fires. That one lifted towards shallow right, down the line. That could be trouble. Manuel Beltre's out. He will make the grab in fair territory. And staying at first base is Graham.
Center fielder, number 7, Dom Johnson.
After the leadoff walk, back-to-back outs recorded by Kendry. Now Dom Johnson, the center fielder tonight, batting 269 on the year, 4 home runs and 30 RBIs. He's tied for the team lead in those home runs. That one missed inside. 1-0 to start off Johnson. Caught and a miss there on the slider by Kendry. Evens it up 1-1. Blue Jays sitting at 500 so far this year. 30-30, 6 games left in this first half of the Florida State League season. Ground ball right side. That's going to get through for a base hit. Coming in to pick it up is Roque. Moving over to third is Graham. With Gene Arnaez covering the first base bag. It was a little bit of a dribbler, but he couldn't get to it. And it softly rolled into right field. A cheap hit, but Dom Johnson will take it. Now runners on the corners for the catcher, Archer Brookman. Archer Brookman stepping in for the first time today, batting .154, a home run, and 5 RBIs. Playing just his 9th game of this Florida State League season. That one gets back to the backstop. Deschamps out to pick it up, and the throw to Kendry. He's got to make a diving pickup. The run comes in to score, and Kendry shaking that right hand. Hopefully he's all good there. So a wild pitch by Kendry brings in the first run of the ballgame. Moving over to second was Johnson. Here's It'll be a 1-0 count to Brookman, another runner in scoring position, this time on second base. Lefty-righty matchup. Kendry comes set on the first base side of the rubber. Johnson trying to get a running lead. That one at the knees called a strike. Fastball puts one on the board. Now 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, that one low and inside. Deschamps sliding over to his left on his knees, getting to that one, 2-1. Change up that time by Kendry, yanked it a little bit. Lakeland with an early lead here, 1-0 top first. Now the 2-1, that one at the knees called a strike. Two balls, two strikes, two down, a runner on second. The pitch by Rojas, cut and a miss. Down swinging on the fastball goes Brookman, first K of the day for Kendry. And we'll head to the bottom half of the first, 1-0, Lakeland with an early lead.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights, pull up to the club just to get it in right. I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking alright. TK jeans on, skin tight. She been shaking that tail light. Got me froze in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road. Real low, low. I know we just met, but girl, let's roll.
Back here, bottom half of the first. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Tucker Toman's going to lead things off for Dunedin, followed by Manuel Beltre and Addison Barger, the top three in the order today. First pitch, low and inside off that left hand of Joe Miller. Lakeland Flying Tigers starting pitcher. 1-0 to start off Toman. Miller making his third start of the year, seventh total appearance. That one just below the knees, now a 2-0 count. Quickly to Toman. Tucker on the year batting .232, two home runs, 25 RBIs. That one in there just catches that inside corner. Toman is the team leader, the active team leader in RBIs. He's 25, one more than Glenn Santiago. Now the 2-1 pitch. Line shot, that one off of Joe Miller. He's off the mound to go get to it. Picks it up, throw to first, not going to get there. That one went off the back of Joe Miller, and that's going to get Nick Green, Andrew Graham, and the head athletic trainer out of the dugout to go check on their starting pitcher. Joe Miller going right back to Eric Flores, the head athletic trainer for the Flying Tigers. And it might have went up on the left arm. They're testing his grip of that baseball. I think they're going to give him a pitch or two to make sure he can work through it. not ideal way for the Flying Tigers to start it off, and he's telling everybody that they're okay. Ends up being a leadoff infield single for Toman, and he didn't even need a pitch to see if he was good. They head back to the dugout, and now Manuel Belcher will step in. First pitch by the lefty, that one low and inside. Almost hit the back foot of Belcher. He went to ground to get out of the way, 1-0. One on and nobody out here, bottom half of the first. Lakeland taking an early 1-0 lead. Now, quick move over, and if it was on target, it would have, might have got Tucker, but it was low and outside to first baseman Moises Valero, giving Toman all the time he needed to get back on the bag. That one inside, now 2-0 count to Belcher. Belcher on the year batting 245, 3 home runs, 21 RBIs. Lefty kicks, fires, caught and a miss there on the change. Two balls, one strike. Miller comes set, kicks, fires, checking his swing, and it was in there, says Connor Crowell. Time call to the plate by Beltre. Connor Crowell behind the plate. Justin Hopkins, the umpire in the bases. Now Beltre digging back in. They'll reset that pitch clock. Addison Barger, minor league rehabber, down here on a rehab stint. He's waiting on deck. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball left side. That'll be picked up by Gold. Throw to first is way high, and it gets into the netting above the Blue Jays dugout. That one went way up in the air. Looked like a pretty easy out, but Luke Gold completely lost the handle on it. So Beltre reaches on the air, and both runners move up a bag. And now Moises Valero running out there to be a good guy and get Beltre's gear. Handing it off now to George Carroll. He's patting his chest saying, that's my bad. Runners on second and third. Nobody out. A great chance here for the Blue Jays to answer and maybe take a lead. First pitch, the slider by Miller. Cut at and missed by Barger. It's 0-1. The 0-1. That one low and outside. Went right back with a slider. Way too low, way too off the plate. Evens it up 1-1. Nobody out here in the inning. Runners on second and third. The corners, rather, the third baseman, Luke Gold, is in. Everybody else is playing their normal depth. Ground ball, right side of second base, is going to be picked up by the shortstop, Graham. Throw to first in time, but it does play to run. And the Blue Jays tie up the game with an answer back.
Left fielder, number 31, Glenn Santiago.
Addison Barger with the RBI ground out ties the game right back up. Now Glenn Santiago will step in. Runner at third, and now the infield will come in. First pitch, that one poked to right. That's going to fall for a base hit. Santiago reached out, got the end of the bat on it, dropped it into right field for an RBI single, and the Blue Jays take the lead here in the first 2-1.
Right fielder, number 26, Roque Salinas.
Glenn Santiago with his 25th RBI of the year. Ties back up with Tucker Toman for the team lead. Now Roque Salinas will step in, one on and one away. Big hack of that one, 0-1 to start him off. Miller still working out of the stretch. The 0-1, that one went off the bat of Roque. It was behind Roque. It's going to go down as a foul ball. Santiago recognized right away that it was going to be way away from the catcher. And he started taking off the second, but he has to turn back with it going off the bat. An unlucky break there for Roque, an 0-2 count. Lefty kicks, fires. Foul tip, stayed in the mitt of Brookman. And he goes down on three pitches. That's going to bring up Jaden Rudd. First strikeout of the night for Joe Miller. Now, Jaden Rudd stepping in for the first time, batting in the sixth spot. Lefty-lefty matchup, first pitch. That one missed down low for a ball. Santiago still at first base. The 1-0, and there he goes. Fouled off in on the hands of Rudd. Jaden got a piece of it. It's probably a good thing. Santiago didn't get the best jump off first. Brookman does have a pretty good arm. A 1-1 count now to Rudd. Move over to first now, and back in standing up is Santiago. One on and two away, a 1-1 count to Rudd. Batting 241 so far this year, two home runs and 20 RBIs. That one skips. Two and one the count. Santiago already took off once. That one lone outside. Now a 3-1 hitter's count to Jaden. Three balls, one strike. Jeff Wehler, the third baseman tonight, waiting on deck. Now move over to first again. Back in on a headfirst dive is Glenn. Second disengagement for Joe Miller. Three-one pitch. That one sent towards center. That's going to drop for a base hit. A single for Jaden Rudd extends the inning. That'll bring up Jeff Wehler with runners on first and second, two down. That's going to get Nick Green out of the dugout for the first official mound visit. He'll be looking to calm down Miller with Archer Brookman joining them, and now Peyton Grand, the shortstop, will as well. Runners on first and second, two down here for Jeff Wehler. Playing in his third game as a member of the Blue Jays. Rather, starting his third game, fourth game overall. Came in as a pinch runner last night. He's 2-6 at the plate with two runs scored. One of the newest members of the organization signed out of Indy Ball last week during the Bradenton series. Second start here at home. Lefty kicks, fires. That one skips way in front of the plate, and it gets over the shoulder of Brookman back to the backstop. Both runners will advance. A 1-0 count now to Wehler. Runners on second and third. Miller still working out of the stretch as he has since that infield single by Toman. The 1-0. That one low. Miller's only thrown four pitches out of the windup, which is generally where a pitcher is most comfortable. Now the 2-0. Caught and a miss there on the slider. Two balls and a strike. Miller comes set, kicks, fires. That one sent towards right center. That's going to fall for base hit. They're going to wave around Rudd. The throw by De La Cruz to the plate is going to be off the line. Now the throw back to second, and they are going to get Wehler. But a two RBI single for Jeff Wehler. His first two RBIs in the minor leagues. He is out at second base to end the inning, but the Blue Jays answer back to Lakeland's one with four of their own. They give Kendry a nice little cushion as he comes out for his second inning worth of work. 4-1 lead here through one at TD Ballpark. We'll be back for the second.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, oh, the way I breathe you in. Hey. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. Oh. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time. And give you my whole life. My girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave a call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her.
We're back here, top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Kendry Rojas back out for a second inning worth of work. Jose De La Cruz is going to lead things off. 6, 7, and 8 due up. De La Cruz, Santana, and Gold. Blue Jays answered back to Lakeland's one in the top of the first with four of their own. First pitch fouled back to the screen, and it's 0-1 to start off De La Cruz. On the year, the right fielder batting 250, two home runs, and 8 RBIs. That one skips and gets away from Deschamps, now a 1-1 count. That one up and out. 2-1 now the count to start off De La Cruz. Kendry looking to settle in here in this half inning. Gave up a walk, a single. A run came in on a wild pitch. That one in the dirt. Now a 3-1 count to De La Cruz to start off this inning. 4-1 Blue Jays lead. They knocked four hits in that first inning alone. Now ground ball. Right by Rojas, picked up by Beltre right behind the second base bag. He gets it to first in time for the out. That's one up, one down.
Second baseman, number 13, Christian Santana.
Christian Santana, the second baseman, will step in, batting just over 100 at 108 on the year. Three home runs and 8 RBIs. He's been pretty boom or bust since he got here to Lakeland. Now the first pitch. Lifted high up towards shallow right. Beltre calling for it right on the infield outfield grass, and he comes back into the clay. And now two up, two down.
Third baseman, number 19, Luke Gold.
Luke Gold, the third baseman, stepping in now. Base is empty, two away. It'll be another lefty-righty matchup. That one lined towards right center. That's going to fall for a base hit. Well cut off by Rokasey. Bobbles it now. Going to second. The throw will be in plenty of time. And he's safe. Oh, no. Tolman had that with plenty of time. And Justin Hopkins said that Gold got in there. Tolman can't believe it. Beltre couldn't believe it. And Kendry definitely couldn't believe it. Justin Hopkins saying that the tag was missed and it's going to be a pitch clock violation on the nine-hole hitter, Moises Valero, as he wasn't in the box with 8 seconds left. So no one count to start him off. A runner in scoring position. First pitch, that one in the dirt. Kept in front by Deschamp. And it's 2-1. That will go down as a fielding error on Roque Salinas, allowing that runner to advance into scoring position. The 1-1. Caught and a miss, now 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two down. And the pitch upstairs. Two and two. The pitch cut at and missed. Change up in the dirt. Darted away from the end of the bat. Second K for Kendry, and we'll head to the home half of the second. Lakeland leaves the runner in scoring position. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. It's 4-1, Blue Jays lead.
Direct your attention to the video board for a special message from former Heisman.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. Hey. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. You can't be right.
We're back here, bottom half of the second. Gene Arnaiz is going to lead things off. Joe Miller back out for a second inning worth of work after giving up four in the first. First pitch fouled off by Arnaiz. 0-1 to start him off. No balls and a strike. 8-9, one hitters due up. Arnaiz, Deschamps, and Tolman. That one lifted high towards shallow center. Coming in is Johnson. Out is the second baseman, Santana. Johnson's going to call him off. Make the grab for out number one.
Catcher number six, Nick Deschamps.
That'll bring up the nine-hole hitter, Nick Deschamps. Lefty-lefty matchup. Deschamps stepping in for the first time. First pitch. Low and outside, taken for a ball, 1-0. Deschamps on the year, batting 184. 3 home runs, 11 RBIs. But his OBP is about 180 points higher than his batting average at 368. He's been fantastic, especially as of late, at working counts and drawing walks. A 2-0 count now to him. Foul tip in and out of the mitt of Brookman. Two and one the count. Two to Shum. In this month of June, he's been hitting pretty well at the plate. 316 with a 536 OBP. That one missed off the plate. Now 3-1 the count. He's been seeing the ball incredibly well. And the 3-1 pitch. That one blowing outside. Ball four. There goes that man again. Nick Deschamps with a walk. That'll bring up the top of the order, Tucker Thoman. Deschamps has been showing incredible patience at the plate. That's now 5 consecutive games where he's reached base via a walk. First pitch of the at-bat fouled off and back to the screen by Thoman. It's 0-1 to start him off. One on, one away. Lefty-righty matchup. Thoman, the switch hitter, batting from the right side. That one was low and inside. He laid off of it. Evens up the count 1-1. Lefty kicks, fires that one off the plate. Looked like he lost the grip on the slider a little bit. Didn't get any break, really. The 2-1 by Miller, cut at and missed. High fastball by Thoman. He chased after it. It evens it up 2-2. Two-two pitch, fouled off. Thoman went after it, got a piece, and he stays alive. Manuel Beltre, tonight's second baseman, waiting on deck. Thoman reached on an infield single, a line shot that went off of Joe Miller, came around and scored the first run for the Blue Jays, and he cuts and misses at the inside slider. Thoman goes down swinging, now one on, two away. Second strikeout of the night for Miller. Now Beltre, he reached on an error, came around and scored the second run. Officially 0-1 on the day. First pitch, fouled back to the screen. The 0-1, cut at and missed. Now 0-2. Beltre, his offense has dipped down a bit. Started off the month of June batting 272. It's down to 243, batting just 175 in this month. Move over to first, and Deschamps back easily. Almost overslid the bag and ended up being in foul territory when he got back up. No 2 count. And the pitch. There goes the runner. That one sent high towards left, over towards the corner. Over there is Benitez at the wall, and it's going to drift out of play. I think it might have had the distance, but Beltre just a tad in front of it. That one was a cloud scraper there by Beltre. He'll head back to the box, still an 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes, and two down. Lefty comes set. The pitch. That one in the dirt. Kept in front by Brookman. Deschamps, who was off with the last pitch, didn't go that time. Addison Barger. The DH waiting on deck. A 1-2 count to Beltre. And the 1-2. Ripped but foul. Beltre stays alive again. This will be Miller's 44th pitch as Beltre calls time. He'll give the left-handed pitcher an extra couple seconds to think about it. Miller comes set. And the 1-2. Caught and a miss of that one in the dirt. Beltre goes down swinging. Third strikeout for Miller. We'll head to the third. The Blue Jays leave a runner on. 4-1. Dunedin leads after two. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, top of the third. Kendry back out for his third inning worth of work. Top of the order coming up to start off this inning. Peyton Graham first pitch to him. The slider off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Graham. That one lifted up into the infield. Right side, Beltre is calling for it. This will be his third attempt, and he's 3-for-3 on pop-outs to him.
Designated hitter, number 15, Mario
Feliciano. One up, one down. That'll bring up Mario Feliciano. Blue Jays up by 3-4-1 here, top of the third. That one inside corner with a fastball called a strike. Kendry starts that mini windup. He does. That one lifted towards right. Roque took a step in at first and then one back. And he makes the grab for out number two.
Now batting number 35, Lazaro Benitez.
Four pitches, two outs. Now Lazaro Benitez stepping in for the second time. He popped out to Manuel Beltre just in fair territory down the right field line and is only at bat thus far. First pitch to him, lifted. Right side, that's going to fade out of play. O 0-1 to start off Benitez. Now the 0-1, that one lifted towards center. Jaden comes set right there, makes the grab. Six pitches, three outs is all Kendry needed. And we'll head to the bottom half of the third. 1-2-3, go the Flying Tigers. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, bottom of the third. Addison Barger is going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. Minor league rehabber DHing here tonight in his third game for Dunedin during this rehab stint. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Barger. An RBI ground out and is only at bat thus far. Gave the Blue Jays their first run, that one off the plate outside now. 1-1. Lefty-lefty matchup with Joe Miller still out there working. That one missed the slider. Now 2-1 the count. Barger batting 250 in his stint here in Dunedin. Now the 2-1. Ripped right side on the ground, and it bounces off the glove of Santana. Picks it up, throw to first, and not in time. Should go down as an infield single. Really tough play for Santana to have to make. Barger with enough speed to beat that one out, and it does go down as a hit, his first of the night. Leadoff man aboard for Glenn Santiago. Lefty out of the stretch, kicks, fires, first pitch cut out and missed. 0-1 to start off Santiago. Leadoff man has reached in two of the first three innings for Dunedin. Joe Miller, this will be already his 50th pitch of the night. That one fouled back to the screen. And now 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Glenn with a RBI single and is only at bat thus far. Also came around to score a run. That one lifted shallow towards third. It was in on the hands. A little soft popper caught by Luke Gold, and that'll be out number one. Now Roque Salinas stepping in for the second time tonight. First pitch, cut and a miss of that one in the dirt. It was blocked and kept in front by Brookman. 0-1 to start off Roque. Roque struck out swinging on three pitches and is only at bat thus far. Now on a tapper right side, it kicks foul. Down the first base line, picked up by Moises Valero. And now an 0-2 count to Roque. He started off 0-2 and now both at bats. Miller comes set. The 0-2 pitch. In on the hands, a little bloop shot towards left, but it has enough time for Benitez to get underneath. Carried just enough for Benitez to make the grab, and now Jaden Rudd up for the second time. Jaden, a single and a run scored. Back in the first inning, first pitch, line shot through the legs of Joe Miller and into center field. Second hit of the inning for the Blue Jays. Now runners on first and second for Jeff Wehler.
Now batting number 41, Jeff Wehler.
Wehler, a two RBI single. Bringing in runs 3 and 4 for the Blue Jays in that first inning. He did get caught trying to advance on the throw home to end the inning. Now lefty kicks, fires, first pitch to Wehler, taken low for a ball, 1-0. Jeff Wehler, 3-for-7 in his Blue Jays career. The 1-0, lifted right side, that's going to get up and out of play. Evens it up 1-1. Barger on second, Rudd on first. Anything in the gap could easily score Rudd. Ton of speed over there at first. The 1-1 pitch, that one, low and inside. We've yet to have a challenge so far in this ballgame. Each team still with 3 remaining. Lefty looking in. Comes set. And a 2-1. Up and out. Now a 3-1 count to Wehler. Three balls, a strike, and the pitch. That one called a strike. Wehler thought it was going to be ball 4. He's not going to challenge. To me, it looked a little off the plate, but the strike was called by Connor Crowell. Now the payoff pitch. Lifted towards center. Going back is Johnson a little bit, but he settles pretty far in front of the track, and he makes the grab for out number 3. That'll end the inning. The Blue Jays leave 2 runners on. We'll head to the top of the 4th. It's still 4-1.
It's the 4th inning, and it's time for
baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island, even when you're close. Can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple. We gave it all we could. It's time I wave goodbye from the window. Let's end this like we should and say we're good. We're not meant to be, that's never gonna change. So let's at least agree to go our separate.
We're back here, top half of the fourth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Kendry back out for his fourth inning worth of work. Lefty out of the windup. First pitch in and out of the mitt of Deschamps. It was up and out for a ball. 1-0 to start off Dom Johnson, the center fielder. Three up, three down inning for Kendry in the third on just six pitches. Now the 1-0. Cut and a miss there on the slider. One and one, the count to Johnson. That one in the dirt, it got back up and over to Sham. High off the screen, now 2-1 count. Johnson 1-for-1, a single, and is only at bat thus far. A 2-1 count to him. That one lifted towards right, way up in the air. Roque with plenty of time. He gets settled, makes the grab for out number one.
Catcher, number 32, Archer Brookman.
Archer Brookman, the catcher, stepping in. Middle of the order, I'll do up. Johnson, Brookman, and De La Cruz with Johnson already out. Another lefty-righty matchup. Caught and a miss there. 0-1 to start him off on the fastball. Infield shaded as far to left as you really can. Toman pretty much playing between second and third with Belche right on that pie slice line. That one just missed. Now a 1-2 count. That one, did he go around? He did not. Slider dropped below the zone. A check swing there from Brookman. 2-1 the count. Brookman struck out swinging and is only a bat. One of two strikeout victims for Kendry. That one skips in front of the plate. Now a 3-1 hitters count for Brookman. Out of the windup, the 3-1 by Kendry. That one low and inside. A one-out walk. Second walk of the night issued by Kendry. That'll bring up Jose De La Cruz. First pitch to De La Cruz. Slider catches that outside corner. 0-1 right of the knees. De La Cruz grounded out to second and is only at bat thus far. Now the 0-1. Ground ball, line shot. All right, to Kendry. He makes the grab and doubles up Brookman. Kendry Rojas with the 1-3 line out double play. And that'll end the inning. How about that, Kendry? With that great reaction time, just stuck out that right hand and snagged that ball out of the air. That'll end the inning. The Flying Tigers go down in order. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. It's still 4-1.
You but number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around, wherever life takes you. You know I follow you. Call you up, you've been crying, crying all night. You're only disappointed in yourself, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna take you into the sunlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around, wherever life takes you. You know I follow you.
We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. Gene Arnaez going to lead things off. First pitch by Joe Miller, who's working in his fourth inning now so far tonight. Low and inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Arnaez. Gene on the night, 0-1. He flew out to center and is only at bat thus far. Up for the second time here. Lefty kicks, fires. That one, low and inside as well. 2-0 now the count. All five runs have been scored in the first inning. One by Lakeland, four by the Blue Jays. Now the 2-0. That one outside corner called a strike. Both teams still with all their challenges remaining. Nobody's yet to use any of them. 2-1. Ground ball left side. That's going to be backhanded by the shortstop, Graham. Throw to first is not going to be in time. Gene Arnaez with just enough speed to beat that one out. Really tough ask of Peyton Graham, but he made the best effort he could have. Goes down as an infield single. First hit of the night for Arnaez. Three of the Blue Jays' seven hits have all been in the infield now. First pitch to Deschamps, and he gets hit on the elbow. He'll take first. He's reached base now both times. And immediately the Blue Jays with runners on first and second to start this inning off. Top of the order, Tucker Tolman stepping in. One for two on the night with a run scored. Miller stepped off the rubber. That'll be his first disengagement. Arnaez on second. Deschamps on first. Nobody out here in this fourth inning. A chance here for the Blue Jays to tack on to their lead. First pitch in there for a called strike. Change up at the knees. 0-1 to start off Tolman. The 0-1, that one just off the plate. Fastball missed now, a 1-1 count. Lefty out of the stretch, kicks, fires. Ground ball up the middle, into center field for a base hit. They're going to wave around Arnaez. The throw is going to be to the plate, and it's going to be cut off by Valero. An RBI single for Tucker Tolman. He retakes the team lead and gets his second hit of the night.
Second baseman, number 7, Manuel Beltre.
Deschamps stopped at second. Now 5-1 lead for Dunedin. Manuel Beltre up for the third time. He's 0-2, but reached on an error and came around to score. Ground ball left side. Oh, stepping on the bag at third and over to first in time is Luke Gold. A 5-3 double play with Toman moving over to second on the play.
Designated hitter, number 45, Addison Barcher.
Two down now, but a runner still in scoring position for the Blue Jays. Time called before Barger even got into the box. Barger up for the third time. It's 1-2 with an RBI and a single. Caught and a miss on that slider. 0-1 to start him off. Lefty comes set, kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. Evens it up 1-1. That one in there. Fastball right on the low outside corner of the zone. 1-2 now the count to Barger. Now the 1-2. Caught and a miss on the changeup. Barger goes down swinging. That'll end the inning with the Blue Jays. Tack another run on. It's a 4-run lead, 5-1 as we head to the fifth. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network.
Well, we grew up down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody...
We're back here, top half of the fifth. Kendrick Rojas back out for his fifth inning worth of work. First pitch to Christian Santana, lifted high up towards shallow right. Manuel Beltre out there again. He's going to get called off by Roque, who makes the grab. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. Third baseman. And now Luke Gold going to step in for the second time tonight. One away here, top five. Blue Jays with a 5-1 lead. Kendry, after that first inning that included a walk and a base hit, and a run scoring on a wild pitch, he's been superb. Just one hit, one walk. He's only at 54 pitches. Now, out of the windup, the 0-1. That one skips right behind the plate. Evens it up 1-1. Out of the windup, the 1-1 pitch lifted high up. Right side of the infield, now into foul territory. Kendry out for it as well. Now Arnaez comes back into fair territory and makes the grab. Two down now for the 9-0 hitter, Moises Valero. There's been a ton of high pop-ups that Kendry has induced so far. First pitch cut out and missed on that slider. 0-1 to start off Valero. He struck out swinging and is only a bat thus far. Kendry still working through that second time through the order. That one off the end of the bat and to the right side. It's 0-2. No balls, two strikes, bases empty, two down. There's a righty warming up in the pen for the Flying Tigers. That might be all we see of Joe Miller. That one lifted into the infield again. Arnaez calling everybody off. He will make the grab for out number three. Flying Tigers go up, down in order. Three up, three down. We're halfway through this ball game here at TD Ballpark. Kendry's been dealing. Bottom half of the fifth coming up. 5-1 lead for the Blue Jays. We're back here, bottom of the fifth. New pitcher for the Flying Tigers is the righty, number 30, Marco Jimenez. He's on for the 10th time, his fifth in relief. An 0-2 record with a 7.99 ERA through 23 and two-thirds. Out of the windup, first pitch. That one taken low for a ball. 1-0 to start off Glenn Santiago. Blue Jays up by four. 5-1 lead here in the bottom half of the fifth. That one lined right side. That's going to fall for base hit. Into right field, cut off before he could get to the wall by De La Cruz. And a leadoff single for Glenn. That's his second hit of the night. And now it's the fourth time in five innings that the Blue Jays have had the leadoff man aboard. Roque Salinas up for the third time. He's 0-2. First pitch, that one low and inside. He takes it for a ball, 1-0. That does it for Joe Miller. The lefty had a really rough first inning, giving up four runs. But since then, he did pretty well, just the one run. As there goes Glenn. It's a chopper towards the Blue Jays' dugout. 1-1, the count now to Roque, and Santiago's going to have to turn back. Final line for Joe Miller, 4 innings pitched, 8 hits, 5 runs, only 1 was earned. 1 walk and 4 Ks. That one upstairs. Glenn took a quick couple steps towards second, but ended up holding up. 2-1, now the count to Roque. There goes Santiago, and that one fouled off in on the hands of Roque. back to the screen, and Santiago's going to have to turn back again. Two balls, two strikes. One on and nobody out. And that one hit Roque. Hit him right on the knees, down on the ground. He gets up. Definitely in a bit of pain. He's going to limp down the first base line. Looks like he's going to try and stay in the game. Now Brandon Hammerstrom's going to come out and take a look at him. Hopefully everything's good with Roque and he can continue. Dineen with only three outfielders on the roster. They've got Glenn Santiago playing in left field, listed as an infielder. The only outfielder not playing today is Robert Robertis. He was a late addition to yesterday's lineup. Okay, I think he's going to test it out. They might have him do a couple sprints to make sure everything's holding up on that knee. It will be Jaden Rudd coming up for the third time. Rudd, 2 for 2 on the day. Two singles and a run scored. Roque coming back after that little jog he had to do. And it looks like he might stay in the game. He's over there at first base talking with Donnie Murphy, George Carroll, and Brandon Hammerstrom, and he is going to stay in the game. So Roque is good to go. Now Jaden will step up to the plate.
Center fielder, number 3, Jaden Rudd.
A single and a hit by pitch has runners on first and second, no outs to start off this bottom half of the fifth. Blue Jays in good position. Try and tack onto their already 4-run lead. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch by Jimenez. That one taking upstairs for a ball. One and zero to start off, Rudd. Ground ball right side, could be two. Picked up by Santana over to second for one, and they're not going to get Rudd. Santana lost his footing, and that took a lot of the steam off the throw to second. So Roque will be forced out, but Jaden reaches on the fielder's choice. Now runners on the corners, one away for Jeff Wehler. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch to Wehler. That one fouled off right side, up and out of play. Wehler on the day, 1 for 2, 2 RBIs. Brought in the last two runs of that first inning. Now there goes Rudd, and a lollipop throw. It's going to get up, and coming in to score is Glenn Santiago. I have no idea what Lakeland was trying to do there. Rudd took off a little bit early, and Jimenez went to second with it, but a lollipop throw way up in the air gave Santiago all the break he needed to dart home. That ends up being a double steal. The Blue Jays take a 6-1 lead. Now the righty kicks fires. Wehler checks his swing of that one low and outside. One and one with Rudd in scoring position. The pitch fouled back to the screen. Now 1-2. And Jimenez gave Christian Santana absolutely no chance of making that play at second. Meanwhile, completely neglecting Glenn Santiago on third. Fouled back again that time by Wehler. A ball and two strikes. Wehler fouling off the last couple pitches. Righty comes set. Now a move back to second, and back in plenty of time is Jaden. That'll technically be the second disengagement. And the 1-2. Checking his swing. Did he go around? He did not. Low and outside on the slider again. A nice check swing there by Jeff Wehler. Still only one away, a 2-2 count. Righty comes set, staring over towards second. Now turns, kicks, fires. That one's high and inside. Wehler works the count full. That ends up being Jaden Rudd's 12th stolen bag of the year. He breaks the tie with Adrian Pinto for the team lead. That one fouled off again by Wehler. In all fairness to Adrian, he's been on the IL for a little bit. He had the team lead by a wide margin when he was placed on the IL. That one low. What a walk worked by Jeff Wehler. He's aboard for the second time. That'll put runners on first and second for Gene Arnaez.
First baseman, number 25, Gene Arnaez.
That's going to get Nick Green out of the dugout for the Flying Tigers. He, Jimenez, and Brookman will all have a conversation on how they want to go after this one. Runners on first and second, one away for Arnaez. He's 1-for-2 on the day with an infield single and a run scored. Now stepping into the box is Arnaez. Rudd on second, Wehler on first. A ton of speed on the base pass for the Blue Jays. Righty kicks, fires. Caught and a miss on the fastball. Looked a little bit low, but Arnaez took a hack. It's 0-1. That one lifted towards center. Dom Johnson, he settles, makes the grab. That'll be out number two.
Now batting number six, Nick DeShone.
Now Nick DeShone, officially 0-for-0 on the day. He's reached base both times via a walk and a hit by pitch. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch, that one inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0. Ground ball through the middle, no, backhanded, and it's misplayed there by Santana. Throw to first, and it's not in time. DeShone reaches for the third consecutive time, an E4. It bounced up off the heel of the glove of Christian Santana, and that'll extend the inning. That was the first time today that DeShone has swung the bat, and he's aboard for the third time. Now, base is full of birds. First pitch, 99-mile-an-hour fastball there by Jimenez, and it's fouled off by Toman. Toman batting from his preferred left side here against the righty. The 0-1. That one off the plate. Looks like a change up there at 90 by Jimenez. Rudd on third. Wheeler on second. Deschamps on first. Ground ball foul towards the Blue Jays dugout. And it's 1-2. Toman ahead of that changeup that came in at 89. He's gearing up for the fastball. 1-2 count. 2-for-3 on the day. And the pitch. Upstairs. Takes 99. Almost chin level. 2-2. Two-two pitch. That one lined into center field. That's going to be a base hit. They're going to wave around Wheeler, and it's misplayed out there in center field by Johnson. Throw is going to be to third. It's not going to be in time. Advancing over to second is Toman. A two RBI single by Tucker Toman. RBI is 2-3 on the day. And now Manuel Beltre will step in. Two runners in scoring position still for the Blue Jays. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch to Beltre. He checked his swing, but he got a piece of it. Fouled it up to the top of the screen. It's 0-1. Eighth batter of the inning for Dunedin. It's an 8-1 lead. The 0-1 pitch lifted towards shallow center. Dom Johnson coming in. He'll make the call and the grab, and that'll end the inning. But the Blue Jays tack on another three. They take an 8-1 lead to the sixth. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark.
Put your loving hand out, baby. 'Cause I'm I bleed, you let me go, yeah. Anytime I feel, you got me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. 'Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was hanging over me.
We're back here, top of the sixth. Blue Jays with an 8-1 lead. Lazaro Estrada is going to be the new pitcher for Dunedin. He takes over for Kendry Rojas. He went five innings, giving up just one run in the first. First pitch taken upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to start off the leadoff man, top of the order, Peyton Graham. Lazaro on for the 15th time. That one, a single towards right. It's going to fall in front of Roque for a leadoff base hit for Graham. That's his first hit of the day. And it's just the second time the Flying Tigers have gotten the leadoff man aboard. One on and nobody out now for Mario Feliciano. He's just 1-for-9 in this rehab stint for Lakeland. Righty-righty matchup. Graham with speed on the first base bag. That one, low and inside, 1-0 to start off Feliciano. Final line for Kendry. 5 innings of work, 2 hits, 1 run it was earned, 2 walks and 2 Ks. He's currently in line for the win. Righty out of the stretch, kicks, fires. That one in there for a strike, evens it up 1-1. Fifteenth appearance on the year for Estrada, 3.00 ERA through 27 innings of work, 38 Ks. That one in there. Now a 1-2 count. Slider came back into the zone. Lazaro also 4-for-4 on save opportunities so far this year. Now the 1-2. Fouled off towards the top of the screen, right side. Comes to rest just to the right of the first base line, and it's still 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. Caught in a miss. Fastball, little up, little out, but it got the chase. First K for Estrada.
Left fielder, number 35, Lazaro Benitez.
One on, one away now for Lazaro Benitez up for the third time. He's 0-for-2. Just 3 hits on the night for Lakeland through now the top half of the sixth. First pitch, that one fouled off right side, up and out of play. Lazaro didn't like the new ball he got. Tossed it to his own dugout, and he gets another one. No balls, a strike, 1-on and 1 away. Righty comes set. And the pitch. Line shot. It went off the leg of Estrada. Off the mound. He picks it up. Throw to first. He's in time. And now Donnie Murphy and Brandon Hammerstrom are going to take that trip out of the dugout again. Not exactly sure where on the leg it got Estrada. I thought it was the calf. But they're going to take a look at him. He's taking a walk around. He's not limping. He claps his hand against his glove, asks for a ball, and says, let's go. They're going to make sure that he's going to go. And he says he's good. So it took just 1 warm-up pitch.
Center fielder, number 7.
And Estrada's going to fight through it. He's even got a smile on his face. Runner in scoring position. 2 down in the inning for Dom Johnson. He's 1-for-2 on the day. First time Lakeland's had a runner in scoring position since the second inning. That one fouled back top of the screen. It's 0-1. No balls, a strike. Lazaro looking towards second. Turns, kicks, fires. That one lifted high towards shallow left. Glenn Santiago taking a few steps in. Makes the grab, and that will end the inning. No runs, a hit. One man left the board for the Flying Tigers. We'll head to the top half of the, rather, bottom half of the sixth. And it's a 7-run lead. Blue Jays up 8-1.
I'd be like, sunset on the tapping inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options, despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me, but even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. You just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. I'll be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the keys.
I'm sliding, my loose could kill, they violent. Look at me, look at me, I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island, private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it, can't even put that stuff down and write it.
Yeah, sun shining, 24/7, clouds floating. Wait, is this heaven?
Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah.
We're back here, bottom half of the sixth. Addison Barger's going to lead things off for Dunedin. 3-4-5 hitters due up. First pitch to Barger, fouled back to the screen. It's 0-1 to start him off. Marco Jimenez back out for a second inning worth of work. He gave up 3 runs against 8 hitters in his first inning. The 0-1, that one, a line shot caught there by Moises Valero. Had reached the glove up but came down with it. And that's one up, one down. Now Glenn Santiago stepping in for the fourth time. He's 2-for-3 with an RBI and 2 runs scored. First pitch, that one missed off the plate. 1-0 to start off Santiago. He led off the last inning with a base hit to right field, came around and scored the first run of the fifth. That one off the plate as well, 2-0. Jimenez now working through the order for the second time. The 2-0. That one inside almost hits that front arm of Santiago. Gets out of the way, and it's a 3-0 count. And a 4-pitch walk. That fastball was inside. Santiago will take first for the third time tonight.
Right fielder, number 26, Roque.
Now Roque Salinas stepping in. Roque up for the fourth time. He's 0-for-2. He was hit by a pitch. Everybody in the lineup has to reach base at some point. Now an 0-1 count after that cut and a miss. Righty-lefty matchup out of the stretch for Jimenez. Now move over to first and Santiago back in time. First disengagement for Jimenez. That one in on the hands, a bloop shot towards shallow center. Out there is Peyton Graham. He'll come up with it. Two down now, one on for Jaden Rudd.
Fielder, number 3, Jaden Rudd.
Righty comes set, kicks, fires. First pitch taken low for a ball. 1-0 to start off Jaden. He's reached all 3 times. But 2-for-3, 2 singles, and a fielder's choice. He's come around and scored 2 runs. The 1-0, that one inside. Now the 2-0. A little tapper to the left of the mound. Picked up by Jimenez, third to first in time. And that'll end the inning on the 1-3 putout. No runs, no hits. One man left the board for Dunedin. We're two-thirds away through this ball game. We'll head to the top of the seventh, 8-1. Blue Jays lead.
Blue Jays fans.
We're back here, top of the seventh. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Lazaro Estrada back out for his second inning worth of work. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. First pitch to Archer Brookman, taking a little upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to start off the catcher. Brookman 0-1 with a walk and a strikeout so far tonight. The 1-0, that one lifted towards center. Rudd going back over towards the track. And he's got enough room as he hauls it in about 3 or 4 feet in front of the wall for out number one.
Right fielder, number 27, Jose.
Brookman just got a little bit too far underneath it. Gave it a nice ride, but Rudd able to get there for the out. Now Jose De La Cruz up for the third time. He's 0-2. Grounded out to second in his first at bat and lined into a double play. Turned by Kendry Rojas. That one fouled back up and over the screen and off the awning to the suite to our right. Oh, and one to start out De La Cruz. That one, slider low and outside, takes it for a ball 1-1. Christian Santana, the second baseman, waiting on deck. Estrada nods towards Deshaun. Now starts the windup, the 1-1. That one inside. Fastball came off the hand. A little bit weird for Estrada. Turns Santana away from it. Rather, De La Cruz away from it. And it's 2-1. That one just off the plate. 3-1 the count. Connor Crowell's been pretty good so far this game. Nobody's challenged a call he's made yet. Now the 3-1. Lifted right side, that's going to get out of play. Full count now to De La Cruz. Blue Jays up by 7, 8-1 here in the 7th. 3-2 pitch. That one's going to fall for a base into left center field. Could be extra bases for De La Cruz. Backhanded out there in the gap by Rudd, and he's getting it to second in time to prevent the advancement of De La Cruz. He took a wide turn around first, but stopped there. He settles for a single here with one out into the seventh inning. Everybody knows about that arm of Jaden Rudd. It's a cannon. He's able to get to. Ball's in the gap quick. First pitch. That one missed. And Deshaun immediately asked for a challenge. And that will be overturned to a strike. So the first challenge of the game is by the Blue Jays, and it's successful. So just after I said nobody's challenged a pitch by Justin Hoff, or rather Connor Crowell yet, only a couple pitches later, and we have our first, and it's successful. Slider in a little bit low, taken by Santana. That'll make it a 1-1 count. One on and one away. Estrada out of the stretch, kicks, fires. That one missed. And they're going to ask for another challenge. Thinking that slider dropped into the zone, and it did not.
The call of ball has been upheld. The result is a 2-1 count on the batter.
So the Blue Jays lose their first challenge. They've now got two remaining. 1-for-2 on the night. 2-1 the count. De La Cruz hasn't been successful on a stolen base attempt yet. He's gone twice. That one low and outside. Now a 3-1 count to Santana. Now the 3-1 pitch. That one inside. A walk. That's going to get Nick Deshaun out from behind the plate. He's going to go talk with Estrada.
Third baseman.
Calm him down a little bit. A single and a walk. Put runners on first and second for Luke Gold, the third baseman. He's stepping up for the third time. He's 1-for-2. Let's go. Blue Jays chant being heard amongst the crowd here at TD Ballpark. Estrada comes set, looking towards second now. Turns, kicks, fires. That one low and outside. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-0 to start off Gold. Infield in double play depth. With runners at first and second. The 1-0. Now on a foul tip. I think it might have hit Connor Crowell. Ball and a strike. Estrada looking in. Righty comes set. Kicks, fires. That one in there. Fastball right at the knees. Now 1-2. Beautiful night it's turned out to be here in Dunedin, Florida. Started off pretty humid, but feels like it's gone down a little bit. Now the 1-2. Cut. No, did he go around? He did. Tried to check his swing, but he went around. Luke Gold down swinging.
See you later, Stinky.
First baseman, number 40, Moises Valero.
Moises Valero, now the first baseman in the 9-hole. Coming up with the runners on first and second still. Second K on the night for Estrada. Valero 0-for-2 with a strikeout. First pitch, that one low. Slider had a lot of depth. Ended up falling below the knees for a ball, and it's 1-0. Estrada comes set. The pitch. That one, a line shot to center field. That's going to be a base hit. They're going to wave around the runner from second. And no throw to the plate. An RBI single for Moises Valero. His first hit of the night, driving in his 12th RBI of the year.
Shortstop, number 8, Peyton Graham.
That's going to get Corey Reardon out of the dugout. He's going to go and talk to his pitcher. It'll still be runners on first and second, still two down. Now top of the order, Peyton Graham will be the batter. First time Lakeland has played at a runner since that first inning on the wild pitch by Kendry. Everybody's headed back to where they need to be. Corey back to the dugout, the infield back to their positions. First pitch, missed for a ball, 1-0. The 1-0, caught and a miss. Evens it up, 1-1. Graham, 1-for-2 on the day with a walk and a run scored. The 1-1 pitch, that one off the plate outside. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Missed well wide, now 2-1 the count to Graham. Two balls and a strike, the pitch. That one in there, right on the outside corner of the knees. Evens it up, 2-2. Two pitch, fouled off right side. That's going to get well out of play, and Graham stays alive. Top of the seventh here, an 8-2 lead. Estrada trying to limit the damage here in the inning to just the one run. And the 2-2 again. Caught and a miss. Down swing and goes Graham. Two Ks in the inning for Estrada. The one run, but the Blue Jays still lead by 6. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up 8-2.
Hi guys, it's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but will also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight.
We're back here, bottom of the seventh, and 8-2 lead for Dunedin. Marco Jimenez back out for his third inning worth of work. First pitch to Jeff Wehler. Moves to the bat a little bit, but holds it for a ball. 1-0 to start off Wehler. Blue Jays leading by six here. Righty out of the windup, kicks, fires. Tapper down over towards third. Picked up by Gold. Throw to first is not going to be in time. An infield single legged out by Jeff Wehler. That's his second hit of the game. And now that makes seven consecutive innings for the Blue Jays with a runner on. Yet another infield hit for Dunedin. That marks the fourth one. Righty kicks, fires. There goes the runner. Throw to first, rather to second, is not going to be in time. Jeff Wehler into second with a stolen bag. He went off with the first pitch. Puts himself in scoring position. His second stolen base of the year in as many attempts. It's a 1-0 count to Gene Arnaez. That one in there. Evens it up 1-1. That one gets back to the backstop now. Whaler's going to advance to third. Wild pitch. A 2-1 count now to Arnaez. The infield's going to come in for Lakeland. And actually, it looks like they're moving back. They're going to move back to their normal depth. No, they're going to come back in. They can't make up their minds. Two balls, a strike. Runner on third, no outs. That one sent towards left center. That might fall. That will fall. It's going to get all the way to the wall. Extra bases for Arnaez. He'll stop at second with an RBI double. Gene Arnaez with his second double of the year, driving in his fifth RBI. That'll bring up Nick Deschamps with runner in scoring position, still no outs, and that's going to get Andrew Graham out of the Lakeland dugout. He's seen enough from Jimenez, and they're going to go to the bullpen, waiting for the signal, and there it is. Just two-plus innings for Marco Jimenez, and he's out of the game. We'll have a new Lakeland pitcher when we return here to TD Ballpark. Scores 9-2. Blue Jays up by 7. We're back here, bottom half of the seventh. New pitcher for the Flying Tigers is going to be the righty, number 36, Chris Maloney. He's on for the 10th time this year, all in relief. 5.63 ERA through eight innings of work. First pitch to Nick Deschamps. He takes upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Deschamps has reached all three times he's been to the plate. 0-1, but he did reach on an error, a walk, and a hit by pitch. Comes up with a runner on second and nobody out here in the inning. 9-2 lead for the Blue Jays. The righty kicks fires, and that one is in there. Deschamps tilts to the head. He didn't agree, but no challenge. 1-1 one the count. That does it for Marco Jimenez. 2-plus innings of work. 4 hits, 4 runs. 2 of them being earned. 2 walks and no Ks. He is responsible for Arnaez on second base, and that one is yanked by Maloney and back to the backstop. That's going to put Arnaez on third. Deschamps was almost hit by that one again. Got the legs out of the way. Now the infield comes in again for Lakeland. A 2-1 count, a runner 90 feet away. Maloney comes set. The 2-1 pitch. That one inside. Backs up Deschamps again. We saw Maloney in game one of this series. He went just a third of an inning. Gave up a walk. That was it. Inside, Deschamps has reached all 4 times. That OBP just continues to creep up for Nick Deschamps. And now Tucker Tolman's going to step in. Deschamps has swung the bat just once today, and he's reached 4 times. Now Tolman batting from the left side against the righty with runners on the corners and nobody out. First pitch, cut and a miss. Took a huge hack of that off speed. Tried to send that to his own bullpen even beyond that. 3-for-4 on the day with 3 RBIs. That one fouled off the end of the bat and back to the screen. It's 0-2. First and third, nobody out, an 0-2 count to Tolman. 28 RBIs now on the season after the 3 today. The 0-2 pitch, caught and a miss. Fastball above the zone, he took a hack at, couldn't get up to it. That's out number one, and that'll bring up Manuel Beltre. First strikeout for Maloney. Now first pitch. Caught and a miss. 0-1 on look to be the curveball. Righty comes set. Pitching out of the stretch. 0-1. That one off the plate outside. That one low and outside on, again, the breaking ball. 2-1 the count now to Beltre. Beltre is 0-for-4. He did reach and score after an error. Looking for his first hit. That one low and outside. Three balls, one strike, and the pitch. That one lifted high towards left. Medium depth, Benitez. He'll get a running start, and there goes Arnaez. The throw to the plate is going to be cut off and not in time. A sack fly for Beltre, driving in his 22nd run of the year. That'll make it 10-2 and bring up Addison Varger with a runner on first and 2 down. Lefty-righty matchup. Barger coming up for the fifth time. Time called. And it's going to be a pitch clock violation on Maloney. Didn't pick up that left leg in time. Connor Crowell calling him on it. It's going to be a 1-0 count to start off Barger. Now the righty kicks fires. That one inside. It's going to be a 2-0 count. Two balls, no strikes. Maloney, the pitch. That one well off the plate. It's 3-0. Barger 1-for-4 on the day with an RBI. And that one's off the plate. A 4-pitch walk. They pitched around Barger. Nothing really to get Barger to even move the bat at all. And that'll put runners on first and second. And it brings up Glenn Santiago.
Left fielder, number 31, Glenn Santiago.
Runners on first and second, two down. First pitch to Santiago. That one off the plate with the fastball, 1-0. Glenn, 2-for-3 on the day, an RBI, 2 runs scored. He also reached on a walk. The 1-0. That one in there. One ball and a strike. That one well off the plate. Two and one. Maloney comes set, checks second, kicks, fires. That one up and out. Three and one, a hitter's count for Glenn. And the pitch. Inside, another walk. That's going to load the bases here for Roque Salinas, and it gets Nick Green out of the dugout. That's the third walk issued by Maloney. Loads up the bases for Dunedin. Bases full of birds. Two down. Roque Salinas stepping in for the fifth time. He's 0-for-3. Still looking for his first hit. He did reach on a hit by pitch. Now Roque stepping in. Roque was the last Blue Jay to reach base for the first time. Now all 9 spots in the order have reached. 3 of them without a hit, though. That one inside for a ball. And asking for a challenge, are the Flying Tigers, and it is a ball.
The call of ball has been upheld. The result is a 1-0 count.
First challenge of the day for Lakeland, and it's unsuccessful. They've got 2 remaining, both teams now with 2. Now the 1-0 pitch, that one inside, a 2-0 count. Maloney having a lot of trouble finding the zone right now. 23 pitches so far, 16 have gone for balls. Now the 2-0, that one drops in there. Finally gets one on the board, it's 2-1. That one punched to left. There's a base hit for Roque. They're going to hold Barger at third. An RBI single for Salinas. And that makes it 11-2. Everybody moves up a bag. That'll be the first run charge to Maloney. Now Jaden Rudd stepping in for the fifth time. This Blue Jays offense has been consistent all game long. Just one extra base hit on the night, and it was the double by Arnaez in this inning. Just dinking and dunking their way to 11 runs. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Rudd. He's the ninth batter of the inning. It's been a great example of just taking what the pitcher offers you. That one inside, now 1-1. Seven to two here, bottom half of the seven. The 1-1, that one inside. Now a 2-1 count. That one inside as well. Fastball at 90, missed and off the plate. It's 3-1. Four out of the last five batters have had a three-ball count against Maloney. The pitch. Now and a tapper back and foul. Now the count's full. Three balls, two strikes, two down. Bases loaded for Rudd. This will be the 31st pitch of the inning for Maloney. He comes set. The payoff pitch. Upstairs. Rudd draws the walk. Fourth time aboard. He's reached every single time. And that's going to get Andrew Graham out of the dugout again. That's going to be it for Maloney. He can only go two-thirds. Two runs are charged to him so far, and all three are his responsibility. Lakeland going to the bullpen for the second time in this inning. And we'll be back with a new Flying Tigers pitcher. We're back here, bottom of the seventh, still two outs, base is still loaded for the Blue Jays. Another new pitcher for Lakeland in this inning alone. This is their third of the inning. Now first pitch by the new guy, Max Green, is taken upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to start off Jeff Wehler. He led off this inning with an infield single to third, came around and scored the ninth run for Dunedin. They've scored four in this inning alone. The 1-0, cut out and missed on the fastball. Max Green down here on rehab assignment from Double A Erie. Coming back from Tommy John. It's his eighth appearance for Lakeland so far this year. The 1-1. That one off the plate outside and asking for a challenge right away was Green, thinking that clipped the outside corner. And it did not.
Has been upheld. The result is a 2-1 count on the batter.
2-1 still the count. Lakeland down to just one challenge remaining. Bases loaded, two down. A 12-2 ball game. That one upstairs. Now a 3-1 count. This is the 10th batter to come to the plate for Dunedin. Max Green has struggled so far in 2023. A 7.56 ERA through 8 1/3. Caught and a miss. Now a full count. Santiago on third, Roque on second, and Rudd on first. Whaler trying to keep it going. Lefty comes set. Payoff pitch. That one inside. Ball four, and Whaler did not go around. Second time he's been aboard in this inning alone. The fourth time he's been aboard in this game. And he gets another RBI, his third of the day. Glenn comes in to score. Roque moves to third. Rudd to second. First pitch to Gene Arnaez. In there for a called strike. Slider caught the inside corner, says Connor Crowell. Now the 0-1. That one lifted towards shallow right center. Plenty of time for Dom Johnson to get underneath and make the grab, and the inning is finally ended. But the Blue Jays dink and dunk their way to five more runs. They take an 11-run lead as we head to the top of the eighth. 13-2 here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up by 11.
Your Blue Jays continue
their series against the Mets. I'm in love, yeah. I'll replay this moment for months. Alone in my head, waiting for it to come. I wrote all your lines and the script in my mind, and I hope that you follow it for once. I imagine myself inside in the room with platinum and gold eyes. Dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. I find the corner there, your hands in my head, finally. So why? Then you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
Oh, yeah, don't go yet. Don't go.
We're back here, top half of the eighth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Blue Jays up 13-2. Lazaro Estrada back out for his third inning worth of work. Out of the windup, first pitch. That one inside to start off Mario Feliciano. 1-0. Blue Jays sent 11 batters to the plate. Tacked an extra five runs onto their lead. That one missed, now a 2-0 count. Top half of the eighth, it's 13-2. Out of the windup, Estrada kicks, fires. That one up and in, now a 3-0 count. Out of the windup, the 3-0 pitch. That one in there, right at the top of the zone. 3-1. Now the count to Feliciano. 1-for-10 in this rehab stint. He's 0-for-3 so far tonight. Out of the windup, 3-1 pitch. That one, a soft popper. Back there is Toman on the outfield grass. He backs up, makes the grab for out number one.
Left fielder, number 35, Lazaro Benitez.
One up, one down now for Lazaro Benitez. Coming up for the fourth time. Out of the windup, first pitch. That one, a ground ball to Toman. Picks it up on one hop. Throw across is in time for the out. Two up, two down. That'll bring up Dom Johnson, the center fielder. Johnson, 1-for-3 on the night. Single in his first at bat, then two flyouts since. Blue Jays do have a righty getting loose, just in case Estrada gets to his pitch count. That one missed for a ball, and Estrada asks for the challenge. Turning around is Connor Crowell, and it is a strike.
The call of ball has been overturned. The result is
so the Blue Jays keep their second challenge. They still got the two remaining. Now to the windup, the 0-1, checking his swing, but he made contact. And it's 0-2. Fouled it back to the screen. The 0-2 pitch, that one in the dirt. One ball, two strikes, two down, bases empty. Estrada looking for a 3-up, 3-down inning. Gave up a run in the seventh, but apart from that, he's been pretty good out of the bullpen. That one cut at and missed. Down swinging. Goes Johnson, strikeout number 4 on the night for Estrada. We'll head to the 8th. Blue Jays up by 11, 13-2.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie, girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of, boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
We're back here, bottom half of the 8th, 13-2 lead for the Blue Jays. Max Green back out after getting the last out in that bottom of the 7th. That one lifted towards left. Underneath it is Lazaro Benitez off the bat of Nick Deschamps. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. That'll bring up the top of the order, Tucker Toman. First time today the Nick Deschamps has been retired. He's now officially 0-2, but he's reached twice on walks, and he's been hit by a pitch, came around and scored. Now Toman stepping up for the sixth time tonight. First pitch missed upstairs, and asking for a challenge is Archer Brookman. And it's successful, so Lakeland keeps another challenge. That's their first successful one. They've still got one remaining. That one missed down low. Now a 1-1 count. Toman 3-for-5 on the night. 3 RBIs and a run scored. Out of the windup, the lefty kicks, fires. That one in there, now 1-2. Toman batting from the right side here against the lefty. 2 of his 3 hits have been from the right side. And he fouls that one, just gets a piece. Thing hit above the knee pad of Archer Brookman, but he popped right up. He's good. 1-2, 1 away. Green out of the windup, the pitch. That one up and out. And the 2-2. Cut and a miss. Down swinging goes Toman. That'll be out number 2, and that brings up Manuel Beltre.
Number 7, Manuel Beltre.
That one sent high towards left, but coming in is Benitez. He settles, makes the grab, and that ends the inning. First time tonight, it took 8 innings, but the Blue Jays go 3 up, 3 down. We'll head to the ninth. The Blue Jays up by 11. We'll have a new pitcher when we return, and we'll introduce him when we get back. Ninth inning coming up here at TD Ballpark.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight, sleep to late night, sending alone conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space? And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after 2, it's true, it's true, my bad.
We're back here, top of the ninth. Liam Mendez is the new pitcher for the Blue Jays, making his second appearance of the year for Dunedin. He's out to get the final 3 outs, but he's got an 11-run cushion, so no pressure for the righty. First pitch fouled back, up and out of play, 0-1. Mendez in his only appearance so far for the Blue Jays. It was on Sunday where he recorded the final 3 outs in that extra inning game in Bradenton to split the series. That one lifted towards right. Back towards the wall goes Roque over the track, but he's got room. He makes the grab for out number 1.
Right fielder, number 27, Jose De La Cruz.
Archer Brookman, the first out of the inning. Now Jose De La Cruz is going to step in. De La Cruz, 1-for-3 on the day. He did single and score back in that seventh. Out of the windup, the 0-1 by Mendez. That one lifted high towards right center. And now Roque again in front of the track. He's going to settle, make the grab. Deja vu, two up, two down.
Second baseman, number 13.
Now Christian Santana, just like that, the Blue Jays one out away. Mendez looking in. Just one out to go. He's going to step off the rubber, but that's going to count as an automatic ball. Unless he somehow gets this motion started, and he will not. He stepped off the rubber, but with nobody aboard, doesn't count as a disengagement. And you've still got to get the pitch off before that clock hits zero. So a 1-0 count to start Santana. He's 0-for-2 with a walk. First pitch is in there with a fastball at 92. 1-1 now the count. Mendez, the former Tampa Tarpon. He was in the Yankees org for quite a few years. That one drops in there. He's now a pitch away. 23 years old, out of Ciego de Avila, Cuba. One and two, time called. Asking for a reset of the pitch clock. And now we'll try it again. One and two, the count to Santana. Out of the windup, the pitch. That one in there, called strike three. What an efficient ninth inning by Liam Mendez. He gets the final three outs on just six pitches and gets a K. Second game finished by him in two appearances. And the Blue Jays take game four by a score of 13-2. They clinch at least a series split with these Lakeland Flying Tigers and improve back above 500, 31-30 in this first half. Lakeland falls to 23-38. That'll do it here on Friday night. Final lines are as follows. Lakeland Flying Tigers scored two runs on five hits. They committed two errors. Your Blue Jays, 13 runs on 13 hits. They committed one error. The win goes to Kendry Rojas. The loss to Joe Miller, and there is no save. We're back here tomorrow for Game 5 of the series. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. As always, thank you for tuning in to this edition of the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We appreciate you staying tuned all season long. Can't wait to have you back tomorrow. On behalf of everybody here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. Blue Jays win 13-2. We'll see you tomorrow.
Doesn't this guitar sound so good? So sweet.
Living in this big blue world with my head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-O, A-OK. I know I'll be A-O, A-OK. When I see trouble come my way, I'll be making lemonade. I know I'll be A-O, A-OK. I know I'll be A-O, A-OK.
Hey, little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo! All your other friends are busy making them babies. Been out in the real world, don't like how it's tasting. Let me change your mind.
season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads, 'cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard. Back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Take my